yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'll say.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill. You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going?
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you. Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce off the breakfast.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. See, you think it's the devil's tongue, and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
What the hell is being channeled by this?
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're what I'm talking
every chance you get, you every minute.
Joke.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I am your host, V. And I'm also joined by my co-host, Rob D.
Hiya, folks.
And I'm really enjoying life now. I can tell you what, you know, it's been so hot. It's very, very hot. But then again, it was like for the past week now, it's been cold. Now, I remember as a kid, you know, you switch from one season to another. It's supposed to be a gradual change of, you know, it's supposed to be hot. It gets a little, you know, it's a little warm, cool, cool, cold. But no, it's like a light switch now. From hot to cold, there's just nothing in between anymore. Like a light switch. One day I'm wishing I didn't have such big, hairy testes. And then the next day I'm like, whoa, they're shrunk in my taint. Where'd they go?
Shaolin.
So it's like, you know, it's almost as if somebody has a switch. Light and day seems so artificial now. You know, it's like it being inside of a house. You know, lights on, lights off. It's somebody, got severe control. You're talking about, before we started here, about some plumage, some chemtrail plumage over Australia for the show here. Rob?
Yeah, I saw a really nasty, I call them chem bomb type deployment, because not all chem is delivered by behind the exhaust of a jet plane. They can use artillery method, flares, balloons with platforms underneath, and that have various dispersal method, and I've seen thousands of what I call, you know, they have to be like pellet looking things that are actually nucleating cloud condensates, making streamers behind it. I mean thousands of them. In it was October 24th of 2016, I seen a very similar deployment over Victoria, South Australia, and the Great Australian Bight, and over land. that preceded seven people dying within a week in Melbourne, and they claimed the frames thunderstorm asthma, it got called, but it killed people. And I saw the same deployment method yesterday, and so I did a quick live video just to document the data on it, and then pretty much turned my Facebook off for the day. And when I came on this morning, I had over 5,000 views of it overnight, and it's rising steadily. I'm watching the notifications go by. I did pop that up on YouTube. You know, pretty soon, that, like you said, well, my content will go on the new network exclusively. But I download these things so we can then bring them into the network to have some info. But it's terrible how this type of mix can lead to illnesses and sicknesses of all sorts that could even be called COVID to increase the numbers of people. Because these particles are so small, there's pretty much only a military-grade gas mask could stop these particles from getting into our lungs. And they're small enough, if they settle on your skin, to get in your body that way and cause some kind of immune reaction that could easily be called COVID, because, well, I think the test is picking up on exosomes, which is our body produces these as a reaction, as it makes an immune response to pathogens.
Well, the other night, last week, as it got cold that first night, I woke up coughing like crazy. I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do the show today. This is horrendous. And my lady, she's all freaking out. Oh my God, you have the COVID. Oh, shut up. I don't have COVID.
You have the hoax vaccine.
But it seems like, you know, you would want weather control like that, because that is how people get sick, going from hot to cold very quickly. I can get a person sick because they've had no time to acclimate to the temperature. It's sort of a shock to the system.
I find that these sudden season switches are a great way to kill crops. Let's say, because this time of year, your apple harvest would be coming in toward the end of the season, as traditional fall would happen. But now it's like they're getting ready to go. Kill the crops so that we can institute and cause a food shortage worldwide. And I do notice that there's a big agenda, seems to be, of the geoengineers to control the environment towards the end of the year when crops are going to be harvested. Because our oppressors who own these companies that sell the pesticides, the fungicides, and the various sides that are suiciding this planet seem to want you to buy their product and then make your crop fail. It is a very nefarious agenda, this food demolishing agenda. And look what they did out in the Midwest of the United States recently with two geoengineered storms, one that ripped through the central United States at hurricane strength. You know, usually a hurricane would dissipate and lose intensity as it left the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Not any longer. These overland hurricanes seem to be forming even overland. Because all they got to do is create the right high and low pressure vortices and conditions, and they can make a hurricane and keep it fed with electromagnetic frequency and with various chemtrail mix. And we got a great guest on today. I'm going to try to bring him in as soon as possible, just for... And he's all about health and how to prepare our bodies to detox of a vaccine even, or various other illnesses we have. His name is Tom Rothstein. Without further ado, I'm going to bring him straight on in. Tom, are you with us?
Sure am, Rob. How are you going?
Awesome. It's really an honor to have you on the show. It's going to get a lot of attention.
Thanks, Rob. It's an honor to be here. I've been following your work. You're doing great work, and thank you for that on behalf of all of humanity. You're doing a great job, mate. Thank you.
Yes, he is. I'm glad to have him as a co-host. So tell us about yourself.
It's a fun show. Yeah, tell us about yourself a bit, Tom.
Oh, okay. Yep, I missed that. Okay. I'm an ecologist, environmental scientist, a reflexology. I do energy work. I do herbal work. I do health consulting. I give seminars, I do workshops. I'm a big fan of fermented foods. I teach fermentation as much as I can because I like to empower people with their health. I've really my journey into health ramped up when after the birth of our son, which was a fairly hard birth, I went home to get some shut-eye and my wife was kind of badgered, emotionally blackmailed into getting two vaccines. She's a vaccine non-responder. She had no rubella immunity despite being vaccinated for it, and whooping cough was prevalent in our town at that time, so she was convinced to get the MMR and the DTaP. She consequently developed vaccine-induced multiple sclerosis, but not just the garden variety, the very worst kind that there is, primary progressive. She was told that she would be in a wheelchair within 5 years, possibly dead within 7 years, and there was nothing they could do about it. They'd give her some drugs, maybe to buy some time. Drugs have side effects. But there are drugs for the side effects, et cetera, et cetera. Cocktail of seven drugs, no guarantee. We thought, nope, that's no good. So I really dove headlong into research, and we pretty much did the impossible and not only halted the progression of her illness, but clawed back a lot of the loss of function that she had sustained, something the neurologist was flabbergasted about, though he wasn't interested in how we did it at all because we didn't take his drugs. And so after that, that's really my mission, is to empower people and let people know that there are options out there. And while I'm not one of those people that puts conventional medicine into the rubbish bin, because I believe there's a lot of good things going on in conventional medicine, but we really should be working every tool we've got we need to utilize. And that's what I do. I try to alert people to the things I don't hear about.
Well, it's kind of interesting how the doctor was not interested in how you brought your wife back to health. There's no sponsorship behind that. There's no money in that, huh?
No, it's they try to make it look like there's let's call it bribery. You prescribe X amount of drugs and we'll give you this money. They don't actually pay cash anymore, but they do give out free invitations to seminars in the Bahamas and that sort of thing if you push a lot of their product. And he would have felt threatened. It's taking the control away from him. He's an expert. He bases his life on being this expert on this particular illness. And he's one of the country's top neurologists, not just any slob in a local hospital. He came up from the biggest city in the country. And, it's that feeling threatened, I guess, is what you would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can see that, yeah. And especially not just, being shown there's an alternative. A lot of these guys, a lot of these doctors, with their big heads, they don't want to be told that there is another way to do something. Most doctors back in the old days, they want to know every cure. They want to know, they want to complete the library. It's supposed to be an encyclopedia of medicine. There's no longer an encyclopedia of medicine. There is option A or B, both given by Big Pharma, and that's it.
I had a doctor in the UK, when I handed him some symptoms, he'd actually would look them up on Google. Like, I hadn't already done that before I got there.
and then they'll berate us and call us Dr. Google for going and looking at stuff on the internet. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is just, it is, because they're sold this credential they have, this idea that it makes them, more credible with information than somebody who has been affected by a disease through a family member who took the time to look into every avenue of healing, like let's say like in cancers and AIDS and stuff, where there are people like, well, he used to be alive, like Dr. Sebi, who was out there who was curing this disease. I'm going to say that, curing, because he proved that in the Supreme Court that he could cure AIDS. But are we told this? No, because there's a lot of money in the pharmaceutical industry getting paid to just treat with a cocktail of drugs. You know, not just one. They're just seeing dollar signs on all our foreheads when they scan now for this temperature thing, I think. Are you free to go into how did you treat your wife's MS? Well, my son has MS. And he might find this information to be good.
Okay, so fundamentally, her MS, it was an induced thing. I mean, she would have had a genetic predisposition to it. The neurotoxic assault of the vaccines, there is a particular route for these conditions to form. A lot of it depends on genetic predisposition and also just the base state of the environment of your body. Her body had a lot of free systemic calcium, and that is the key that made her develop multiple sclerosis as opposed to another autoimmune condition. And so what happens is these neurotoxins, they overstimulate the microglia. These are the specialized immune cells of the central nervous system, and they produce production of the body's most pro-inflammatory cytokine, which is interleukin-6. That sets up a cycle of inflammation. The glutamate GABA transformation doesn't take place in that environment, and so it's nerve excitation. In MS, the free systemic calcium is what affects the nerve damage, or so they say. One researcher says that the inflammation and neurotoxicity might be the gun, but the calcium is in fact the bullet that does the damage. And so another person may have had the same cocktail of vaccines and developed something on the a condition on the autistic spectrum. And we can elucidate the pathways and the biochemical reactions why this happens. But of course, if you read the mainstream media, any kind of connection between vaccination and autism is supposed to be rubbish, even though we can elucidate the mechanism behind it.
Even there was a lawsuit, it might have been in Massachusetts, that RFK Jr. brought, that basically got the CDC to admit they hadn't done a study that proves there isn't a link to autism in their vaccines. Some people tout that as, oh, look, they admitted that it causes it. But now the lawsuit actually says that they didn't do a study that says it didn't cause it. But, yeah, being able to treat these things is important. I know you wanted to say a disclaimer or something to protect yourself, so I'll give you a moment to do that to cover your tail.
Oh, well, let's say, Brennan, and then I'll get back to answering your question, because I did tell you that I digress at the drop of a hat. Okay, it's for the protection of everyone listening, also very importantly for the protection of myself and yourself. I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. I am a very fine researcher. I've proved my research skills time and time again in helping people overcome conditions that couldn't be helped. But these are just suggestions I'm giving, and I will dump some documents on the chat room so people don't have to write down everything I'm saying. These are for your research purposes. Look into it. It is actually very easy to find studies relating to these things. Google, it has its problems, but Google Scholar is a very, very good way of rapidly looking for and finding relevant information on virtually anything. And a lot of the herbal medicines that I recommend, particularly for COVID in this context, I'm not claiming they're healing anybody. I'm not claiming that I'm doing the job of a doctor. I'm just saying that there's science behind this stuff. They've been trialed.
Okay. Well, with that said, we will take a very short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hear ye, ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com. I'm out, we are making it.
All right. Yes. Oh. Good information that we're having right here on the show. Great information. I like people with big fat heads because that means that they're able to think. At least these days. It's very important to be a researcher. And, you don't have to be a doctor to know stuff, okay? You really don't have to be a doctor to be an expert in anything. I know. I have had, from my very own research, I've talked to a lot of people and gotten people aware of some things. I've gotten a couple of CIA scientists aware of some of my findings, and they go out on a circuit and do presentations about it. so I mean I don't necessarily need the credit. I just want people to wake up. I'm glad that these things happen. So it's about saving humanity, and that's what I like. And I can't wait to get into your thoughts about detoxing from the vaccines as well. I don't know. Did we get into the multiple sclerosis yet?
I'll quickly just I'll do a quick snapshot of what we did. If anyone's interested, and obviously anyone with MS or family members with MS will be, I can collate that and dump it on to the chat site as well. Fundamentally, it's your first key is inflammation, and whenever I give seminars or workshops, and there are doctors there, when I get to the point where I say that, you know, about 90% at least of all human woes stem from inappropriate and chronic inflammation, if there are any doctors in the house, as there usually are, they're nodding their heads. It's inflammation is the key. And so that's the first thing to address. That requires an elimination diet, basically to rid your diet of all potential trigger foods, and then reintroduce them gradually to find out which particular foods are triggering inflammation in you. And then there are plenty of really good anti-inflammatory foods available, and we don't even have to have weird and crazy diets. It's just knowing that anything in the cabbage family is a great anti-inflammatory. Turmeric, ginger, these very common basic spices are really highly anti-inflammatory. So it's just an adjustment of what we put into our bodies, because it's, we are what we shove into our machine fundamentally. And it's and once inflammation is addressed, gut healing is crucial, particularly any neurological condition. We now fully appreciate the gut-mind connection. And a lot of us have been working in this field and along this with this assumption very successfully while science was saying it was all rubbish, but now obviously science is starting to catch up, which is always nice. With the about the expertise, you're saying that you know, you don't have to be a doctor to know stuff, and I fully agree with that. I detest the phrase jack of all trades, master of none, because some of the greatest minds in humanity have been all over the whole range of human knowledge. We've got a word for it, polymath. It's
a word. I've been called a polymath for quite a few years now. Yeah,
we all have that in us. We can all be a polymath should we choose to spend our time exercising our fundamental right to learn and to empower ourselves.
Well, and see, we are taught, especially by the establishment, that we need to specialize ourselves. And
Narrow your thinking.
Well, it's not only that, it's so that they can control knowledge. And no one, if you're able to specialize in something, great. But if that's all that you are adept in, there's a problem. Because it doesn't matter how smart you are, if something arises, a problem arises in the profession next to you, or something that's related within the same department or something like that, you're just a layman, just like anybody else, and you're not able to help anybody. You're not able to do anything. And the government loves to compartmentalize everything because it keeps everybody in the dark while they get to have the collective knowledge. And that's crap.
It is. It's and one thing that anyone who's researched, particularly the human body, how it works, how it interacts with the things we put in it, you'll very quickly notice that you come across the phrase, phrases like, we don't understand how that works. We don't know what the mechanism is. We don't know what this does. That is a common theme in research. There's a lot of
this
things.
This is that short segment I told you about.
Yeah, this is our short segment. We'll come back for our long segment, and we'll finish that thought, all right?
Okie doke.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Freak out, yo!
Yeah. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I know my co-host here is going to be out all next week, so I'm going to try to have an eventful week for you guys next week. I know I'm going to be on the Blue Collar Radio Show Tuesday of next week, and it might be a simulcast situation, I'm not sure. We'll try to get another Red Pill Nation on for Wednesday as well, and we'll jumble it up.
If I get lucky, I can find a quiet area at the hostel I'm staying at, I will come on.
Find a quiet corner?
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of you might hear noise in the background, but I know how to mute up in between. They're supposed to have Wi-Fi there, so I just can't do it in the shared room I'm staying in, because I don't usually stay in private rooms when I go to hostels. It's all about the money and saving money with me.
Yes. Well, speaking of money, guys, if you want to be a part of, well, if you want to have your name on a plaque as far as the contributors list for TLB TV, If you donate $100 or more, you will be on the credits for the contributor list for the network forever till the end of time. So, yeah, that's a good thing to have on your resume or whatever. If you're in media, say, yeah, you helped bring TLTV back.
And if you don't want your name on it, you can still donate. Just for the big love of the truth.
Yeah, that as well. But yes, $100 and above, you will have your name on Truther Media forever. All right. So,
let me bring Tom back into this.
Yes.
I have a question. What would your wife? You said you had issues with the calcium. You compared it to a bullet. So how did you take this bullet out of the gun to help her heal her MS? What was her daily regimen like?
Okay. Well, first we just she no longer drinks milk, but we switched her from pasteurized milk to raw milk. The benchmark for successful pasteurization is complete destruction of the alkaline phosphatase enzyme. That's the enzyme that we actually need to help us assimilate calcium into our bones. So if you drink a lot of milk that's being pasteurized, then there's a lot of calcium that's not getting into your bones. And so we just limited her calcium intake quite substantially. At the moment now, I mean, we've had massive success with her. I mean, it's now 11 years, which is 6 years past the time she was supposed to be in the wheelchair and 4 years past her earliest predicted death. So that's good news for us, obviously. But she had like remyelination of the nerves, something that doesn't happen in that condition. No new demyelination of the nerve sheaths. Still, she had complete loss of motor and sensory in her left arm, and that one day that just she got the movement back. Then one day, just the feeling, the ability to tell hot from cold or rough from smooth, it just came on like a switch had been switched on. Like she picked up something, she said, "Oh my God, you know, I can feel that this is smooth and it's cool." And so it's we haven't got her back to 100% yet. So at the moment she's doing a thing called the Coimbra protocol, which is a very high vitamin D protocol. High levels of vitamin D, calcium again becomes problematic there. So she's on a very, very much a calcium restricted diet at the moment.
What type of vitamin D is she taking? Are you free to say the exact name brand? Because everybody debates that one, which vitamin D should they take? I take mine by going out in the sun.
We do that as well. She's doing sort of about 25,000 IU of vitamin D a day. We're a bit of a team in this. She's the one that's researched the best vitamin brand to take. So I don't exactly know what it's called because she orders it, but I could. Next time there's a lull and one of you guys are speaking, I could go and grab the bottle and tell you.
Yeah, we'll have another break in between the two shows. Here's another interesting thing I wanted to broach on. We were talking before the show about you said you could detox glyphosate from people fairly quickly. What's the protocol for that?
Okay, the first protocol,
explain what that is for, and then go into it.
Okay, well, glyphosate, it is, if you eat conventionally grown food, you are taking in glyphosate every day. Also, alarmingly, the use of glyphosate-contaminated fuels in the biofuel industry now means that the air is contaminated with glyphosate as well. So it's pretty hard to escape from it. So being able to get it out of your body is a good thing. A recent study found that eating organic food for 7 days reduced the amount of glyphosate in your body by 70%. The remaining 30%, that's held in bones, connective tissue, bacterial biofilms, that sort of thing. And that's harder to get out. So there are only as it stands right now, there are only four things that have been scientifically tested to successfully detox that sort of hard to get glyphosate out of the body. And they're very simple things. Activated charcoal. Everybody knows activated charcoal. A lot of people will have it in the cupboard. Zeolites. These earths, things like diatomaceous earth and bentonite clay and zeolites, are all really amazing aids at detoxing, and each one has their own particular strengths. Zeolites are particularly good for removing the residual glyphosate. Diatomaceous earth is great for pulling aluminium out from the brain. They actually use it with Alzheimer's patients now with great success. The third thing is the amino acid glycine. So you take that as L-glycine, an activated form that your body can utilize. And so it's an amino acid. It's not anything weird and strange. And the fourth thing is sauerkraut juice, which makes me happy because I love fermented food and I love sauerkraut particularly.
Well, there's tons of that here in Poland, that's for damn sure.
They did a study in the States a while ago because they noticed that people of Polish descent in the United States, genetically identical in many ways to Polish women still living in Poland, but the Americans were just getting breast cancer at these incredible rates over and above the rates of the women in Poland. And they finally discovered that the only thing that they were doing differently is that the women in America had stopped eating sauerkraut. And the white cabbage in particular, each member of the brassica family has their own particular band of cancers that they're very active against. And the white drumhead cabbage is used traditionally in sauerkraut. That's the breast-friendly food. A friend of mine who's a midwife, everyone knows about putting cabbage leaves on the breast for mastitis, and that does really work. And the friend who was a midwife at the hospital where she worked, she had not only had cabbage leaves in the freezer, but she had them sorted by cup size. So, yeah. Deirdre, could you get me a D cup cabbage leaf from the freezer? Thank you.
Wow. Well, it's very important to be breast friendly.
Yes, definitely. Steve is offering his services for checking yesterday, I believe, at the end of the show.
Yes, that's a service I will always be here for.
Here in Turkey, they do a lot with fermented cabbage. And they're actually selling the juice from the fermented for people to drink. It's supposed to be a cure-all. And I keep some in my refrigerator that's naturally cured, not some that's made from a factory and then shoved into a can with plastic liners. And I call it my probiotic when I start feeling a little bit ill or not right in the gut. I go ahead and have a big bowl of that. It's very tasty.
Well, I grew up eating a lot of cabbage myself. I thought to myself, this is a very weird vegetable to be a part of my diet. It's like I never bothered to ask my mother, well, where's this from? This doesn't seem to be like anything from, you know, our ancestry or even, you know, back in the slavery days. It's like, what? Why so much cabbage? But I know a lot of people turn up their nose when you say cabbage. I eat cabbage.
After like, I eat cabbage, you'll turn up your nose for sure because it's a social distancer. You know, definitely the original social distancing food would be cabbage for me. I couldn't resist.
There's a friend of mine whose ancestor was a Cossack, and when the Japanese invaded the Far East of Russia at the beginning of the last century, his grandfather rode all the way across the steppes, all the way over to Eastern Russia, and the only thing that sustained him and his horse for the trip was sauerkraut. Sauerkraut for him, sauerkraut for the horse. And he's done a lot of research on the history of sauerkraut, and it is actually what enabled the movement of the Mongol hordes into Europe.
Yes.
Sauerkraut was their staple, or fermented cabbage, which they didn't call sauerkraut.
You do a lot with ferments. I know that there's there's some concoctions with peppers and garlics and gingers and stuff that you can ferment for about 2 weeks. It's a natural antibiotic. It's something that we can keep made for ourselves. You have to make a couple jars and keep it in your cupboard. So if you do feel some need that you might have, it's going to take an antibiotic to cure it, you drink this liquid, and then you can actually cook the fermented vegetables afterwards and eat them. So it's an all-around no-lose situation. You have a lot of ferments.
I do, and it's we humans are fairly clever. I mean, the fate of everything that's disconnected from the life force is decay. But fermentation, we've discovered, that moves it from decay to enhancement. So instead of the vegetable matter decaying, we're steering it into that route whereby it becomes enhanced. And so anyone who doesn't eat meat should eat sauerkraut, because you get loads of vitamin K2 and loads of vitamin B12, which are formed during the fermentation process. So all vegans should eat sauerkraut every day.
Delicious. Let's get back in toward the COVID. What could we do to prepare our bodies in the case of a forced vaccination scenario? What product will we need to have on hand to take straight afterwards? I'd suggested if we all had access to a dialysis machine, we could quickly hook up and maybe remove some of the nanotech out of it that's going to go in our bodies.
And I want to say with this, it's a lie with them saying that there has been no testing for the autism, because they have injected the aluminum cocktails into the rats. And this is in my documentaries, if you guys want to see this information, into the rats. And the rats immediately went, for lack of a better word, retarded and died. So they did know that this was a side effect.
And that's what you will notice, that at the moment in my country, everything's about the AstraZeneca vaccine that they're producing. That's colloquially known as the Oxford vaccine. Their placebo in their trials is a meningococcal vaccine, which itself has its own problems. And so a placebo is supposed to be an inert substance, but vaccine trials frequently use whole vaccines or just the adjuvants from the vaccine, the neurotoxins like aluminium, etc. They use them as their supposed placebos to mask the effects of the vaccine itself, which is a fairly alarming and very unethical thing to do.
Very unethical. They don't use very many people in their studies. You see weird numbers like 47 people have had this tested on them. Why not thousands? Is that because they gave it to 1,000 and 47 people didn't have the reaction, so we only see that result? It's not like the scruples of the pharmaceutical industries are very great. lack of ethics.
Well, in Australia, they're asking for 30,000 volunteers to take the vaccine once it's passed the final stage of trials, which it's in now. They're now looking for 30,000 older Australians to line up and take this vaccine.
There's a lot of sheep there.
Are they looking for 30,000, or are they forcing it on 30,000?
No, there will be plenty of people to volunteer for it, certainly. I mean, at the moment, I kind of feel, you know that photo of Nazi rally, and there's all these people giving the Sieg Heil. There's one bloke just sitting there not saluting with his arms crossed over his chest. That's pretty much how I'm feeling right now. And, I mean, that guy, like his name was August Landmesser. He married a Jewish woman in 1935. They had a child. She was sent to a concentration camp. She died. Her daughter died. Her unborn child that was with her died. The husband was sent to prison. Then he was put into a penal battalion and then later died in the war. So I'm hoping that in this world we have today, that that feeling that I'm having of being just like August is not going to pan out in the tragic way that his life panned out. I'm hoping that the tide of awakening, which is quickening, ever quickening, second by second, really. I'm really hoping that that is going to turn the tide and going to return to some kind of sanity on planet Earth would be nice.
We can always hope. That's why we do these type shows, because the truth needs to be spoken. Everything doesn't need to come out of the idiot box known as a television that tells people what to think. Think for yourself, people. Do your own homework. It's okay to be Dr. Google. I'd rather be Dr. Google than no doctor at all. Maybe I should have my name legally changed to Dr. Robert or something, so I can say this is Dr. Robert calling. There's a Beatles song called Dr. Robert.
And maybe some university is going to give you an honorary doctorate one day.
Yeah, that you never would be know. Climatologist.
That almost actually happened to me, the honorary thing, and I got a lot of flack for that, so I just didn't go for that.
Doctor of societal mechanics of how to screw the system.
Well, I mean, I don't use my real name on any of my works anyway, so it was pretty much pointless. So it's like, that's a lot of
Dr. V.
Yeah. People will be just saying I'm fraud left and right, so it's like, nah, I'll just stick with researcher, thank you.
Yeah, who needs a title anyhow? I'm just happy to be able to inform people and then show them why I say what I say. I've always got a link or a document I can show you, and if you have one that can change my opinion, I'll say, okay, my opinion's changed, you know. You got to leave the ego at the door when you do a researcher. I try not to be too pig-headed about anything.
It's always good to rein the ego in. I mean, you shouldn't kill it. I mean, it's a fairly useful tool to navigate three-dimensional reality, but it shouldn't be running the show, certainly.
That's for sure. We have to be the part. Every part of that is us needs to be there, and too much of any one thing unbalances us, I see.
Well, we have to be there. Be sure to check the globalist for the globalist takeover.
That's your Alex invitation.
The globalist, takeover everything.
I'm selling some product at the end of the show. Buy from me, please. Survivalist. Doom and gloom, and now buy the survival stuff. He does tell us some useful things.
Oh, I love
Billy.
Alex
Billy
Jones.
Hicks is amusing, isn't he?
I love Alex Jones. I really do. He's part of the reason why I got into doing this. So he's definitely inspiration, despite what anybody says.
Yeah, it seems his intentions are good, but you know, who knows anybody really? But yeah, as far as the what we can do to prepare our bodies for a vaccine is very important, that we have a working immune system. Make sure you get natural vitamin D. If you can't, I tell people often to buy yourself a sun lamp for the house, even for places that are clouded up a lot. Or when you get chemi skies over you, like in Australia yesterday, it mitigated a lot of sunlight. It didn't get to you. So it would be light outside, but if you had solar panels, you could watch your output of those panels go down immeasurably, really, really big on days like yesterday.
And it's kind of telling that part of the COVID response is to shut people away from sunlight. It's, you know, a lot of the things like, you know, exercise, human contact, human touch, sunlight, these are important for good health. And these are things that a lot of people are being forcibly denied at the moment.
Yes, we're denied the smile walking down the street, even, and hearing laughter is becoming less and less through a mask. I know I'm always wearing it in a sneaky way when I'm required to. I have my nose sticking out the top.
It's dystopian.
It is. If they bring in the mandatory mask, I just won't be going out. Basically, we can survive pretty well here. We've got chickens that lay lots of eggs. We've got a good garden. We've got stores. Everybody really, without being a rabid survivalist, I think everybody should have a good few months of dry goods in store, because this world is not, it's more fragile than people realize, this world. And it's always good to be prepared, and to be prepared with good stuff. And taking care of the body and boosting immune response, it's not overly difficult. There are many things that you can get. They're easily available. They're not that expensive. I mean, organic food is expensive. Most of our money goes on the food that we bring into the house rather than from the garden. Is as organic as possible. That's expensive, but it's worth it in the long run. We never get sick. Our son is unvaccinated. He's never been sick in his life. I know for a fact that he picked up whooping cough, went through his school, and a number of kids got it. All of them are vaccinated. None of the unvaccinated kids actually suffered from it. I know he got it because I could see it in him, but he kicked it to the curb within 24 hours because he's got a very strong immune system.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left here in the show. Would you plug some of your works, website, anything that you have like that for the audience, please?
But my website is very easy. It's celestialroots.com. It's much neglected. I haven't really maintained it. I'm about to reopen the shop because I believe that there are easy things, as with the glyphosate detox. And they've been used. I just quickly, do I have time to run through useful things for just for getting the crap that's in vaccines out of the body? I mean, these are really simple things.
Well, let's save that for the after show. If people want to know that information, stay for the after show, and you can call in. Phone number is 800-313-9443. If you want to talk to our good friend here. And once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443, and we'll get deeper into the subject matter here. So for this hour, I want to thank you for coming on to the show, and you know, I'm glad there are people out there like you. We're going to continue to showcase people like you. We're going to reach out there and show people that there are options. There's more information than what we're being told by the corrupt establishment, okay? Don't listen to the globalists.
Absolutely not.
And I'd say thank you for having me on. And everybody should know that the world is full of polymaths. I mean, there's three of us here. We can talk on a wide variety of subjects knowledgeably in an informed way.
Big love, so, people.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's right. This is the Edgefield Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. And remember, the land of Spam's name of Third Eye is King. So educate yourself.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.